in Ontario, two men are having a phone conversation about how much beer they can drink. Unbeknownst to them, their discussion is being picked up by a radio scanner and broadcast on the internet.
It's a lot depending on how much you got in you before you go to bed and how much time you put in between the going.
If you're using a cordless or cell phone, it's easy for your neighbors to tune into your conversations.
When you pick up your telephone, it's more of a sense of, this is my private space. Well, if you pick up a cordless phone, it may not be.
George Hellier is a security consultant who specializes in telephone cases. It's illegal to listen to phone conversations, he says, but it's hard to enforce because ordinary legal police scanners access the same frequencies used by many cordless phones. If you're talking on an older cordless phone, your conversation can be picked up by a simple police scanner. Some newer phones are beyond the reach of those scanners, but many models still on the shelves operate at frequencies that are legal and easy to tune into.
If you're going to give your credit card number, if you're going to be discussing medical issues, if you want to have a private conversation, pick up something with a wire attached to it. Don't do it over a cordless phone.
Hellier, who we interviewed on a standard telephone, says he doesn't do banking, discuss his vacation dates, or give out his address on his cordless or cell phones. A few high-profile cases have driven the point home. In 1996, a Florida couple taped and publicized a discussion between Republican leaders about how to respond to ethics charges against then-House Speaker Newt Gingrich. And earlier this year, a California photographer was prosecuted for altering a police scanner and recording a spat between Hollywood sweethearts Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise.
To get candid photographs of famous people is part and parcel of some photographers' work these days, and I think this is the same sort of prying that is intriguing to some people, to know something about other individuals that they don't know you know.
Even though Hellier says there aren't huge numbers of people listening in, there is a subculture of scanner enthusiasts who like to share their techniques and their findings. Several websites list cordless phone frequencies, and some online bulletin boards offer advice on how to listen to neighbors. One eavesdropper, who calls himself the Space Worm, published a book in October called I Listen, a Document of Digital Voyeurism. It consists of transcripts, some of which appeared in the online magazine Word. In his introduction, the Space Worm says,
I started tapping into cell phone calls in the early 90s. At the time, I didn't realize what I was getting into, and I didn't realize what a touchy subject this would be. All I knew was that I couldn't stop listening.
It's addicting, he says, and simple. Know how to use a radio, and you're halfway there.
The other half is actually the harder part, being able to justify what you're doing, being able to handle the things you're hearing. For me, it's easy.
I'm having a heck of a time reading you, Ron. Whereabouts are you?
Robin Marks, Minnesota Public Radio.